Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the program today and interesting things to talk about. As you know, I dedicate to talk about eight of the black people. And why I am so tense by this issue is because I was born and raised in Jamaica. It's a white people plantation, right? And they managed to turn people's perception around with the Bible. Yeah, they, you gonna stay over there and talk for me? You gonna talk to me? Hello? Yes, I was raised up into that environment. And I am affected deeply psychologically, and the common sense that I am raised with, allowed me to have a sense of judgment, you know, because everything we do in life, and I mean positive things, it, you know, we have to have a certain level of judgment to know how to do the thing the right way opposed to the wrong way, you know? Like, for example, you can take a shorter way to do something, go somewhere, you know, you take a more economic approach to it. So what I'm saying, my expectation about fairness, you know, reasonableness, have a sense of what is mine and what is yours. I grew up with that, although it is in such ignorant environment and lack of my culture. Lacking my own culture, I still managed to grow up and have certain judgment, because as long as you're alive, you have information inside of your brain that we will always learn something positive, regardless of, let's say, the kind of condition that I'm talking about I was grown up in. Nonetheless, we still develop some sense of how things, and especially certain things, are to be. And so I am overwhelmed with what I see as a government in the Western Hemisphere. I'm disgusted with finding out what history said. Now, yesterday, I did a show, and these sodomites, again, muted out what I say. I want to let them know. I want the tornadoes to blow them away into pieces the next time. I do. Because I don't have any tolerance. Let's say, like, before I discover what is the situation of the black people and these white sodomite buggery people, know that I know it's a different story. And I want the gods, please, to intervene for us and send some more tornadoes. See? And I know that there are black people who are going to get destroyed because they are so full of Jesus. They will get destroyed too when the tornado comes, because they don't have no clue at all about their own culture, civilization, and are following these buggery white people. They don't want you to talk about it. If they don't want you to talk about them, why they talk about us? They write about us in their buggery Bible and tell all the lies and reroute our thinking someplace else. That's what they do. But we cannot talk about them in any kind of way that they don't like. You can't call them homosexuals. They don't want you to call them homosexuals. They don't want you to call them gay. Because those are unnatural way of life, uncivilized way of life. I mean, before they were evolved, okay? If you evolve a sodomite, that's what you are, and you behave like the Genesis 19 behavior. Sodomites want to fuck people that are not sodomites, all right? So
you guys out there are turning off what I'm saying. I want lightning to struck you dead. Really. Because there is not such a world in reality like what white people are running. The amount of garbage I have read that white people talk and say it like it's good cultural sense. It's not for black people. And why are you among black people? Why are you among black people that you expect that you're licking out somebody's ass with your tongue, you're sucking their penis with your tongue, and whatever, ever, ever else, and you don't want black people to be concerned about that. When you are invading every territory, that every settlement that they go, okay? And you come in with your this nasty sodomite, and you don't want us to talk about it. You want us to have a community that is run and controlled by sodomites. Now, I would like to know what kind of sense you have. You don't belong among black people. Why are you coming here now and you don't want to represent yourself as gay? Why? You're a damn sodomite who don't have any sense. Read the World History textbook. Read the medical health book, and you will know that no white people are civilized. None of you civilized. Think you're civilized? Do call me right now. Let's have a talk about that. Because look, I'm not angry beyond out of order anger. You see, my anger is intellectual. Okay, don't prevent me from being, you know, reasonable. So I want somebody to tell me, how did the white people kick out the black people in Palestine? Do you know the process that they use? And deceit. Okay? Now I read and I find out. You talk about after I am half a century old and going up to my next half a century, right? And I find out that there is absolutely no authentic government law in what white people do to say they are ruling right now. Never is any rule prescribed in the World History textbook. And you will see where they try to insert themselves into the World History textbook. It is clear. That's what they're doing. And they're writing all kind of lopsided, upside down, walking on its head type of statement. And that if you read chronologically what they say something here about, you know, always saying something demeaning to the Elohims. Yes, and they are always talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and monotheism, one God, and all that kind of stuff. And how Jews become a follower of monotheism, and some did not. And what they have written into the world is textbook. It doesn't have any civilized sense. The very thing that they are doing and gain black people to believe it, black people are still in the dungeon, even though they have education. But the system that they are raised in psychologically, a lot of black people not going to make it at all. They're going to die and perish because they believe foolishness, and they cannot stop believing that foolishness. Their brain is not capable of functioning to discover that something is wrong. So they're going to die. A lot. My parents died. And there are people now alive that if you tell them Jesus is a sodomite character, they can't go through the process to find out why. Because they just already sealed off to them and, you know, overwhelming conviction that Jesus is true. You see, and if you find yourself only can believe and you can't get knowledge to get clear understanding about things, you are psychologically gone. You know, you're gone. So it is a habit for these white sodomites working off their presumption, okay, for them to trace, hound down civilized black people who live out of Africa and come down to Asia and go, you know, come out to the Western world. And all the different places that we go. All right? There was Rome. And Rome is the first place they go and overthrow the king. They took the military, took the dress code, and go out and hound down the black people in their territories with their military. And that back in time. Before, I mean, just 509 B.C., the day of the overthrow of the king and, the taking of all the trove that he has. They did that, and it's right there now, the Pope is today. Oh, it's like the Pope leading the church and politics mingled together. A man who is a sodomite, who don't have good sense in the context of linguistic sanity or sane person. None of them not sane. You may think that because the person is awake and doing things that make... No. The operation of your brain is what counts, is what you are thinking, what you're doing. That's what decides whether or not you're a sane person. And people are not sane. And if white people sane, prove it to me. They are sodomite culture. They are not sane. That's what Tim Aldred say. I read. That's what I read. So come clearly now. If you're going to, like, have me sit here and talk sane and civilized stuff, and you're going to turn it off because you're out there scratching your fucking ass. Okay? And I am not to talk what is civilized. Well, this world is about civility. And my life is about civility. And you want to out there, you know, I mean, fuck your ass. And then come out here to kill black people in their own territory. Well, look here, I'm calling the gods. And you know, it's about nature that nobody at all but them control. Zeus is the man who from ancient time was the father of the gods and humans. Not in the sense that he fathered us sexually, no, but in a theoretical sense, Zeus takes care of the humanity. And if he's not assigned, then somebody else is doing it. But we're not just living like we are here. And if we come into a situation where we find ourselves, we're sodomite people are running the world, and we know that's not supposed to happen. And we get to reading and finding out how it happened. It's up to us to ask the gods to help us. And that's what I am doing. I'm not afraid of none of these fucking ass white people. I do not. And all you have to do, since you guys have stolen military and wealth, you decide that, okay, get weapons. and plot every kind of way to use them and get where you want to go. That's what you all decide. May the good gods of heaven give my prayer, my wish, what I have in my mind, since as my mind cannot hide secret from the gods. They know what I am thinking. And if I am thinking the good stuff, well, right now, white people don't deserve no pity when it comes to the wrath that is they deserve. Really. Because I have never seen or read that black people hunt down white people and take what they have and kill them. I've never read that. Why not? Why that doesn't happen? Why these fucking ass people who all they want to do is to fuck other people, you know, that are not sodomites. I mean, they are that uncivilized. That's why they write in the Bible that the mind must be unnatural to understand the thing in the Bible. Why they are at Lot's house trying to fuck these two men that they knew were not sodomites. Why sodomites want to fuck other people's ass? And then pretend like that's not what you're doing, but why you all make law to marry to in America? Everybody to marry to. I mean, what's going on? That's their game. That's the game they play. Go out and kill Saddam and tell black people that Saddam is a bad man. You see? And the people in the United States, who they have lynched their parents and do all, you know, the KKK and all that kind of stuff in our own territory, black people still have not behaved like they really understand what is going on. They still don't understand. Because why do we go to church? And you have history there to tell you how civilization come into the world. The Bible don't tell you nothing about civility. It does not. And everything that we are supporting, like it is a government and stuff like that, it's not government. We assume it to be. It's a presumption. But prove it. You have to go into the world. It's the textbook. See where we're coming from. We're not talking about where we're coming from because we are so dumbed down that we think that we don't care about the past. Past is dead. That's not true. Ask the earth where the past is. And the earth is going to ask you, do you not know of the revolution? Revolution? And what you call the next motion is rotation and revolution. If you don't know about its function, because if you don't know that the past and the present is something that the earth creates, and that's why we have a calendar that relates to motion. Calendar is not just something that somebody just writes. It is written from a basis, not like AD and Adamani that has no basis at all. But look at the way civilized people behave. Come that we grow up now and know about Christmas, right? It's AD and Adamani. And we take that it's for real. You grow up and see this thing, you think it's real. But grow up and having to read history that tells us about the way the past was. And what it is to us. And now knowing it is the earth rotation and the rotation and the revolution. Those are the two motions of the earth. We have never departed from the earth. We are here all the days of our lives. I'm not talking about if you go up to the moon, talking about, you know, if you take a plane or anything like that, you're still on the earth, although you're in the firmament, but you're still in the environment of the earth, right? So if we don't get to know what makes us who we are and the type of makeup that we have, if we don't know about it, we live like a fool. We live like a fool. And the person who has the right knowledge, that's the person who governs, who has the right knowledge. The person who don't think it hard to give out equity. White people don't know what equity is unless they're selling you a piece of land they have no business selling you. They know that you need to pay them for that land. Pay the mortgage. That's what they know. All right? So they come now with their cultural sodomite way of life. And they decide that they're going to make everybody sodomite. I have read and I know now what the Bible is all about. If you understand, first, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. If you know about that in the Bible, you believe it. All right? There is nothing true about what is written in Genesis about the creation of the universe and mankind. It's just not true. And if you have never read, you will find it easy to accept that as truth. I'm telling you what I know to be the truth and what happens in my experience. These white people are the biggest, they are the real functional and civilized being, white people. And we would think that when we don't know how people get scattered all over the world, when we don't know, we don't know. So therefore, you just ride along in the boat of not knowing. But if you read and know, then now you have distinction. You know what is right from what is wrong. You see, it was okay when I was younger and reading about Pilate judging Christ. Right, and how the people say, you know, what they accuse Jesus of. Pilate said, look, I find no fault with this man. You know, I don't find any fault with him. So I am going to release him, right, and punish Barabbas them, right? Now, when the people, they are writing this whole bunch of nonsense, because it is nonsense they're writing, and don't go like us, they're writing a story, right? Story. And black people think this is true, because we grow up at a time when there is church. Church is the best place to go. There's no place else, all right? So there's just no way that we're going to find that. It's going to be too long before we are going to start realizing certain things. And you don't even know where to start pull a bolt, and turn a notch. You don't know. So you just get a little glimpse of something, but you don't know what to do with it. Right? No, we are lost. Black people are lost. Lost from the knowledge of history that tells us about ourselves. And these white people, they know that they're grinding away at the black people for their lack of development And even though they have education, somehow these sodomites, since they took all the wealth in control, they make up everything they want. And decide that, you know, I mean, black people don't really need, you know, much of anything. So they just spend and just barely want to give you a little something. We go to church and everything because we don't know that these people are the endurance to our lives. We don't see it that way. Because we're not learned. We don't get the understanding of our existence. So what else can you do? You cannot do anything else until you get knowledge and you get, you know, your brain begin to tell you things that tell your spirit things you need to know. So I'm saying the situation that is going on now in the world is that they have managed to get some knowledge. Knowledge that did not come with their hominid origin or evolution. Right? That knowledge doesn't come with them. They don't belong. They're not the recipient of this knowledge. These nasty white people, they started the interbreeding with other higher level. If they had stayed in their own breeding, they would not mingle with African hybrid people. They wouldn't have it because it's, well, not unless the way you talk about, you know, breeding with humanity, breeding with lower animals and stuff like that. But I'm talking about, I'm not talking about exception that I cannot explain. I am talking about the natural, conventional, civilized way of life. When you read the history, where we are coming from, it is very clear. Even in the world history textbook, that I find that the white people, since they say they are in power, and they have the take our wealth and raise up all of the institutions around us. I tell you. It's a different picture. You see, different from when I'm in Jamaica and didn't know anything about the church. Now I know by far, I know church, mate, where the church is, where the church originates. I know who originated too. You see, and they have the upper hand, and I'm telling you, I still, when I talk about this, I think about Africa and the government of Africa. They talk about, I mean, accountable government and this and that. I am wondering if these white people turn the government over there into sodomites. That's what I am wondering. Because how did they put us in ship and sell us to black white people? And nothing happened in the world that I read and know about. Africa has anything to say about what the white sodomite buggery people doing to the black people. They killed Gaddafi. I don't hear not one of the government of Africa get up and cry what these white people do. And even retaliate in some kind of way. No, Africa don't do nothing. And that makes me wonder. That makes me wonder. But I don't think it is happening because nothing happened. Something happened. And that's why I question. Because these white people, when they write in the Bible, of Genesis 19, that people think the Bible a good book. Right? And because they don't know anything better, that's all they can say. So if you say that, they're going to start, you know, beat you down. You don't believe in God and all them kind of things. But that's not the case. These white people, they got the upper hand because of the knowledge that they get, and they become the biggest criminal. Lock something. So why are you a criminal? You're born a free person like everybody else. Why did you become a criminal and want other people's stuff? Something is wrong with your brain. All right. I read and I know that the endocrine glands, all the glands that we have, secrete our energy to our bodies, and the brain that tells you to do everything. We don't tell the brain what to do. The brain is not doing anything. The brain is there to tell us. And we would think that the brain is just some mass of fleshy mass in our head. No, you think that's what it is? No. It's like what you think about your computer and how great this computer is. You know, when it's working, any command you give, the computer is right there for you. Until something is going wrong, you got to fix it. All right, well, our brain is made to last for a lifetime. And if we don't abuse our blood system, then our brain will stay in good shape. But when we start to do all kind of stuff, you know, then we'll find out that the brain gone someplace, it's minding other business. Your spirit don't have any connection. And you see people walk and pick up cans and do all kind of things. People make a funny noise. And you wonder, why they make it so nice? The brain, Alzheimer's, and all kind of stuff begin to go on in your brain. The brain was not given to us defective. We get a brand new brain. And, you know, as an infant, you grow up and turn adult and everything all right. But when people not treating themselves right, when parents don't treat their babies right, and baby come up and, you know, life is not really what it's supposed to be because they're not raised up right or not like that. So what is happening now is that these white people who mingle up with other bloods, and then they now find themselves with the ability to think, imagine, and to do certain things. But then the sexual part of them is something different. When they will do a lot of great, you know, technological things, when it comes to the reproductive part of them, that is messed up for them because of the bloodline where they come from. Okay? So when they mix up with other higher things, you know, it's a bad blend of blood that they have. And this is the reason why they do, act so outrageously uncivilized, dark and ignorant. Why would they follow black people everywhere they pitch a settlement? Why? Answer me that. Why these white people, 2 million years or so in the Caucasus Mountains, never go and pitch a tent anywhere outside of Europe? They didn't know nothing about a kitchen. They never have a kitchen. They never had a bathroom. No. They know to make stone tools and go hunt and get meat. They know to do that. But as far as civilized transaction, they didn't know nothing. Nothing. Would I be sitting up here talking all of that if I didn't read and find it? Why would I be talking the way I do? I would be out of my mind. And when I say to you, call me right here at this number and talk to me. If you have some truth that you want to tell me along this line, call me and talk to me, because I'll stop talking entertain what you have to say. 347-850-1358. You know, this is the place where if you have some truth, you can let the world hear it. All right? And they're going to hear from the both of us, because you're going to say what you think is true, and I'm going to look to see whether or not, based on what I have learned, if what you're saying is true. And if it doesn't fit truth, then I'm going to pose questions to dig out, you know, what I find to be unnatural, uncivilized, you know, without premise, you know. But I don't understand how come to this, that white people have a bogus government called A.D. Anadamani, based upon, you know, the saga Jesus Christ character they have in the Bible. And they are able to, like, control everything black people have. Where is the government that's been in the world before? Kingship. Rule the world. So how did they get to come in with A.D. Anadamani? That they are wrongly emulating everything that the God set up on earth first. And now we have to follow them. And you want to tell me it's not the Chinese doing it, not the Indians, not nobody, not Hispanic. It's not any black people doing it. It's these white sodomites, our sodomite culture. They don't business with other cultures. Stay in your own cot. No, they're not doing that. And they couldn't do anything during their 2 million years. Of uncivilized existence. All it takes is just I alone for the world to respect the fact. It just takes one person to say it wouldn't be different if a million people say. The truth is the truth by any amount of mouth that's speaking. So, one vote is what will make the contender win. Just one vote on the other one. So, I am speaking because of from the effects I have of growing up in the church. And when I come to know now, it's these white people have killed more black people than black people are aware of. And the way they do it, they come from where they are, and come here and behave like, oh, it's not what black people have they want. Then what the hell they want? If the record showed that in 2 million years, they never do nothing at all that is civilized. Nothing. And it is clear that it's after black people came and they met black people 12,000 or so years ago. That's when they begin to do things. Until they get a point where they think that, oh, they can use all these criminal force and take control. And that's what they have done. It's the same kind of pattern that I see to draw upon, that white people did not do anything political before the time of 509 BC, when they do the overthrow in Rome, Italy. All they've been doing is lie about what they have done and take control. No, they don't have no control. It is only assumed. And they build bureaucracy by which you are a part of. Because we don't know. We can't object to it because we don't know. But what about when you know? That's a different story. These sodomites, they don't belong here. They don't belong in the Western Hemisphere. They don't have no government whatsoever that is jurisdiction. It's the reason why I can sit here and talk what I'm saying. Because I know it's true. And a lot of people think otherwise. He's running up his mouth and stuff. I'm not just, I may be running up my mouth, but it's not folly. I'm not talking folly. And, you know, come on, run up your mouth a little and let me cool me, you know, with what you know. Because I tell you what, I don't pass up any opportunity to be affected. As if you affect me, it means that my mathematics not right. You see what I mean? I have to learn, go back over it again. You see? But if you can't prove to me what they say, as strange as it may be, I am saying that, no, look, you don't belong here. And that's a fact. And it means you have to get out instead of arguing with me. Get out. You see? But they don't think that they should get out. That's the way their uncivilized mind thinks. Just like lower animals that don't really come on our frequency. You see what I mean? Black people are on a frequency. And white people are on a different frequency. Right? And they decide that they are going to break the black people. That's what they decide. And you'd be surprised to know the church that you belong to, Jesus or the Islam or Judaism, they make up and invent that stuff using black people character and write history that black people don't know about us. You see? Yes, and that's what they're doing. Do you think you could bring any, let's say, one of those million years out there? They would never be able to talk to me about owning anything. Because once they cannot give legitimate account for posterity, and the government that has set up in the world long, long time ago, all right, we wouldn't be here if law and order did not exist. If civilization did not start back there in antiquity, we would not be here. Black people would not be here. And if white people around, they would be in Europe, because they don't know how to go anyplace else and go shit. Okay? They can't go anyplace else. But as soon as black people do that and establish, you know, things to live off, that's when they come. Because why would they come and be fighting with black people for? Why? And what did they say why they come to America? They come to America, it's not the first place that they were hunting down. They hunt down a lot of other places before they come to America. And before they come to America, they loaded with wealth, African wealth, 509 BC. Remember that where it started. And it's our founding father. And we are here and watch these people stand up in front of us and talk about their founding fathers. They were a bunch of seven men write the Constitution, and they are all white-head fucking sodomites, bottom people. Okay? They don't have any sense. They don't care about the civilized world. They do not see that black people give up the civilized world to these, deplorable, insane white people who are certified sodomite culture. That the World History textbook that I am reading, National Geographic, then, it's not the only one, but it is one of them. And if they carry the basic information. And you don't see where white people is admissible into anything it says about civilization. And that's the reason why they don't care about the gods. They care about the knowledge that the gods I'm sure. But, oh, no, they are they turn the cards now. Man, oh, man, oh, man. This gets to me. It gets to me. Because, it's, you know, I mean, what is yours. I'm not going to mess with that. Because what is yours is yours. In my heart, I can't see I'm going to bully you for what's yours. All right, that's the kind of sense these wives. And the fact that they are acting so sincere like the church and Jesus is too, and he died for your sin. These people know into the bottom of their gut is not true. Well, some of them may grow up like me, don't know anything, and who's telling you? Nobody's not really telling you, you know. So I would agree that some white people don't know anything either, more than some black people don't know. Right? But generally, people are around with knowledge of what is true and afraid to, like, comfort and demand that is unnatural, it is uncivilized. We don't accommodate it. History make that distinction. All culture are of people who have the same sexuality. Because your sexuality is what gives you the ability to live a certain way. And you are not going to live that certain way with someone who is not like you. And that's what the World History textbook point out. So when they are coming and totally disregard the laws that govern society and begin to fashion sodomite society throughout the world. Now, my name is Tim Aldred, and you are not. It's just that I am respectful enough that if you have a better reason than what I'm talking about, I would have to hear it. I would never say, well, then I don't want to hear it. Or there's nothing you can tell me. I'm not going to make that. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to tell you what you can do. Okay? All right. If you say you can do, you're going to do this. All right. I'm going to say, all right, do let me see. Okay? Why are black people to give up what is theirs for these sodomite people who are using lies? Name what is not theirs. Why should black people do that? Now, there is not good reason for that. There's no good reason for that. These people who have polluted the African people's thinking to such a degree that a lot of people are just going to, like, don't bother paying no attention to it and just go on, try to live any way they can. Basically, because they have polluted and wrapped up uncivilized legal thinking. So that they get to a place where they talk about they have a Supreme Court. Imagine that. Where do you get it from? They make it. And how do they make it? Where are the black people when they make it? Where them there? Where are the black people in there? The black people them. You can't find them. All right? And I'm telling you, you don't have a merging of what they are doing as government with the law and order that was established before their time of saying that they are running politics. And look, tell you stuff. I can't give any reason why other people don't emphasize this, but I know that there is a lot of fear about what these white people and their authority over black things and black people. Yeah. Because of that authority about A.D. and Adamani and Jesus Christ and everybody coming on a worship that now. Now, all you have to do now is just talk to me about that and see whether any of that stand up. Look here. This Supreme Court order that they have here. Jesus Sodomite will come into America and talk all of their, what they call it, highfalutin nonsense about what they can do and where they're coming from, over the Northern Hemisphere of Europe, right? And come into the Western Hemisphere and claim that the Western Hemisphere is their civilization. How Sodomite get to become civilization is impossible. It's not true, but they are saying it, and black people scoop up underneath it. When they come here, you don't hear anybody talking about when they say they raise up a court system called Supreme Court. What did, how did they address black people then? People like black people are no different from white people. No, that's not what it is. They make up a government to serve white people and to advance white people. Now, why are they doing that? If they were all right where they were, would they be making that move? No. But do they behave like they should have respect for the black people? No. Why not? They are uncivilized. They don't know no better. They know if we go steal and kill. They know that. So all of the bureaucracy where they come and say they want to do and stuff like that, them sit. They are sitting on their shit. That's what they're doing. Sitting on their shit. Because pretty soon, they're going to let you have some. You know, see it? Yes. That's what they're doing. There's just no, we African people, I couldn't think in any of my far imagination that something like this could happen. Listen, these honest fucking white men, they say in 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. No. Who is paying attention to that? Who's paying attention to that? And, you know, you're depending on white people and at their mercy, right? Instead, you show them say, no, Gata, you need to go back where you come from and say, please, God, send the tornadoes for them. And that you should be saying. No, but y'all got church, right? The same people will tell you, say, in them high school, black people are property. Are property. You know? You are, black people were property. And mean of the white people. Killed off the black people and cut their throat and do whatever they want to do with them. They are calling black people property of the white people, this sodomite, people. Then call you a non-sodomite property. That's what they are thinking. Now, is it a government they have? No, and I can tell you right. Follow the history, and you'll find out it doesn't connect to no real history. They make it up. You see, just as though they feel like entitlement, nothing wrong in fucking the ass. They don't see anything they read that tells them that that is okay to do. No, it's their feelings that tell them that them to do it. And then now they make it a law. It's all right. That when they come to America, take over America, at such a civilized time in the world, they come here and make up the government, the constitution. And they put amendments in it later because black people were not supposed to be a part of the provision. And they started to put amendments in the Constitution later on to do, you know, things for the black people. They're coming to realize that, you know, they're doing too bad. So they begin to put in amendments in there. And Amendment 14, if you look at it, that's what they used to pass law to marry same-sex people in the United States. It is the liberty that they are to give to the black people that they're not giving to the black people. So we shouldn't be here talking about they should be giving black people anything, because we should have done this for a long time in language. They have absolute no rights at all to rule anywhere on planet Earth except where they come from in Europe. That's where they must rule themselves. So when we behave like we don't understand why these folks, you know, making these claims, it's like we go and invade them and doing something to them. But we don't do that. They come here and doing it to us. So what are we supposed to do? Just fold our hands and let them do what they're doing. The next thing, they're coming after your ass, because that is exactly what they are doing. I am telling you, it is true. If you want me to explain it to you, I will. But you are responsible to find out yourself. I wouldn't be talking about it unless I know it's true. You can shut me down off this thing. But they must remember that this is America. They don't own it. They're talking out of their asshole when they are talking about this America is their country. You can see Trump and see what Trump is like. Right? They are all sodomite culture. It doesn't matter how they're behaving, like they're natural and stuff like that. They're sodomites. That's what they stand for, sodomy. They're never going to like black people at all, because they forever want to rule black people, and therefore, black people, they don't have any sense, and allow white people to do what they want to do, and tell us, you're none or nobody. And how many places have they kicked us out? Where we first enter that place over all the time that 2 million years in Caucasus Mountain, they have not gone out of Africa. And why didn't they? If you don't know, it is because they are uncivilized, dumb humanoid. That's the reason why white people could not go out into the world and multiply themselves. And now they come full up African places with churches and tell you to believe in the Bible. Yes, you don't know what the Bible is. It's a rat trap. Catch black people. Because there's nothing special about Adam and Eve in a garden. And this is what they're telling you, that you are property of the white people. If they change their tune a little now, it's not because you know in their heart. See, now they are trying a policeman for killing a black man with his knee on a black man's neck, while the black man is handcuffed and lying on his belly, right? And man is saying he is, you know, he cannot breathe. And the man with his knees on his neck for almost 10 minutes, right? Good. Now, you think it's just the policeman that do it? No, they come here with themselves. And they're showing who they are. But they tell us who they are long before they come here and ruin that. I have their document that they tell you all these things. And you know, these people are no different from dogs. It's just that dogs bark and they can tell you stuff. But they are pretty much like dogs. And don't forget, they fuck dogs. They teach dogs to be homosexual. So it doesn't matter here and fool around African people, because look, they are going to end up their own filthy stick. It doesn't matter what they have here today. All the money what they have is not theirs. They think it's theirs. You wait and see. They say your property. And as such, you do not claim freedom. Okay? You don't have right to freedom. That's what these white people that you're voting for, they will set up the church on you and with Jesus. And God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, and the talking serpent and everything like that. That's what they wrote. And we can't come to our senses. That is not true. It's nonsense. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court. So what is the federal court of? Is that a government, really? Where black people cannot go there and file a lawsuit? Oh, that's... they can't file a lawsuit in court for freedom from the white people. See that? So you must stay in bondage to white people. Clear. Right? So the Constitution is still there with the white man there. And them can abolish at any time any amendment they want. Do you know that? Under Adrian Adamani, you can't stop them from doing what they want to do. As long as you accept that as law, they do anything they want. You see, Trump was turning the election around the other day, and he knew that he lost. And look at what he was doing. All right, that's sodomite culture for you. So it goes on to say that he says, you can't file a federal lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who owned them. Imagine that. White people own black people. Now, a calamity is really coming down. Is that black people have their woes with the gods, and they have their own. And I am very sure the woe that is and doom coming down on white people is far a worse doom than black people face. You see? And black people worth redeeming. White people cannot be redeemed. You see? They don't have redeeming blood quality. You know, see? All right. So it goes on. The decision was made in the case Dred Scott versus Sanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research online. This was a decision made by the highest legal authority in the land. Dred Scott, a slave who tried to buy his freedom from his owner, Irene Emerson, for $300. Had to try to get his freedom through the courts. Human tried to buy his own freedom from another human for $300. And then he had to go to a court of law to seek that freedom. Does this sound ridiculous to you? How do we come to this point in life where black people settle down mostly in the same settlement where these white faggot people come and conquest the bunch of us? So that means language don't make any sense to us then. You know, I mean, because if these folks are going to come from where they... Oh, no, it's, you know, this is just head shaking for me because I cannot see that. Like I say, where I come from in Jamaica, I'm not accustomed to this kind of foolishness. You see? And there is foolishness in Jamaica that I wasn't even thinking about. You see? Because I know we have a prime minister, you see? And the queen... You know, they have a governor general there that the Queen still, you know, have connection with as far as Jamaica is concerned. But we have the liberty now, so-called liberty, of having our own color to be head of government. So we have something going our way, but we're far away from using it. You see, because we are still under these white sodomite fools that we need to get money from them. IMF borrow money from them and all this kind of stuff. And they come down to Jamaica and clean out every dust of gold or something like that, or bauxite. And you know, oddly, if there is anything in this soil back there for Jamaican people. So we are in a terrible linguistic comprehension position, you see. And if you taught the truth, you know, the truth, you know, it carries force, just like you would experience lightning and thunder. Yes, the truth can be even more deadly. The truth. So if you're not talking the truth, you know, you don't have anything going for you. Nothing going for you. I am saying that I'm not looking on the money that these people have, because you equate it for what it is. Right? You give it a value for what it is. I don't see white people as superior. I see them as sodomite abomination, living humanoid. That's the way I see them. They don't have intellect like civilized people. You see? And it doesn't matter how they pretend and form, you know, like they are natural. That's what they are doing every day. It's trying to be like they're civilized. That's it. So why should I envy them and stuff like that? You know, I'm showing you that I have what it takes to talk about it. I have the liberty to talk about it. And if they have something with me, all right, well, show it. Show what you have with me. You see, because I am definitely never a violent person, but I'm good. I'm good in my thinking, right? And that's all you need to worry about is my thinking, right? And I have some legal knowledge as well. So it's not fooling around stuff for me. I'm serious. If you want to know how serious I am, fool around. I am serious, because as long as I'm alive, and I tell you what, I just know that when I die, I'm going to ask the God in the nether world to send me back up here. Because I tell you what, I would do some things. I get permission to come back up here. Can't fix it while I'm alive. All right. After I am super alive, I might have a chance at doing it. That's how serious I am. White people, go back where you come from. Really. I don't have anything else to say. After I have read everything that has transpired, there's no way I could say something that would mean white people stay in the settlement of black people. No! I cannot say that. Fool. I cannot say that. You might think, like, oh, that's not going to happen. That's what you think. I'm not thinking that. Because as long as I am alive, I'll be knowing something. Because I already know what I know. I know what can happen. You see, and while you see it's impossible, I see it so possible, far, far, far possible. You see? And these sodomite people, they are talking a lot of things. And I know they are not aware of some of the things that they are saying. Because they are such an idiot, they couldn't write and incriminate themselves in writing. They deserve to be thrown into the bottomless pit. The kind of stuff that they have said, preordaining the fate of the black people. So what I want to say here is this. Go ahead and mute out what I have to say, because there's a whole bunch of things to happen. And you can do what you think you want to do. I'm paying my money to talk. And just to show you, these suck a nasty fucking ass white people. You have a lot of pride, right? You didn't born in the Western Hemisphere. And if you did, who brought you here? Your sodomite ancestors. What? Why did they come here? Why? All being published. Why you come here? So the judgment is here. You don't belong here. You don't belong among us. And you're among us and behaving like we are the one who should be glad that this make it all the worse now. You see, because that's not tolerable. And you're going to talk like, you know, the other day, I think a sodomite called me, wanted to talk. And I gave the opportunity to talk. And then, you know, he started cranking up and couldn't let it out. He just dropped the car. There's just no way white people have any means of justifying why they are in America. Right? If you can justify why you are in America, why your ancestors came to America, let me hear it. Because I depend on the history textbook. Right? And you can't tell me anything else. Don't tell me anything that comes from the Bible, because that is not regarded as civilized information at all. Because the Bible has no academic certification. Anything that you're reading here is true. More so, the first book of the Bible, the Genesis creation story. There's nothing there. You see? And you would not allow anybody to take your proper certificate and give you a bogus one. No. You can't use the bogus. Why would you take my bad $100 bill and give me your good $100 bill? What would you do with the bad bill? Go try to pass it off on somebody else. What sense does that make? I find it very, you know, discouraging. Not discouraging me from being me, but I think that wherever I hear somebody is talking civilized stuff, and especially taking up issues such as white people rule, I mean, that is going to revive me, because if you're making a lot of sense, I am definitely, applauding. I see the things that I feature on a number of my shows, and nobody would call. None of the people who listen to the show at different times will call me and come in and say, I want to talk to you about this. Well, a guy named Michael used to call me, and we used to talk. And then for a while, always he talking Christian type of a thinking. And it came down to the point where I am asking him to come on the historic narrative that tells us how it all began, or in the beginning of human civilization. No, he don't want to talk about that. He wants to talk about his old bit of foolishness that he can keep on making reference to on uncivilized sources. You see? And then he begins to get blocked because since he cannot come on the civilized frequency. you know, to give account. Now, he kind of like, I haven't heard from him in a while. Well, one thing is for sure, I can tell you that a judge wanted to arrest me once because of something I wrote in a letter to her. So, you know, sorry, now she's not alive, but, you know, she was alive then. Patricia Kokalis, okay? And just to show you, these are the my culture people, oh, they are. They come here and they say they have courthouse where people, black people honor them, go to them to seek justice. You know, I look at it, you know, my eyes rolled over. Stand words as good as I do. Because this is a judge now, a circuit court judge. And she pull out something which was wrong. Pull out something against me in the court, in our chamber. See? Because I presented a motion to her to request a certain action. The action was wrong. And my motion was correct. I want the motion to be granted because I want the judge to compel a witness to appear to deposition. And because the motion or the subpoena served on this individual was a federal judge. It was a federal judge. And who am I? Somebody unknown, virtually unknown. I am not a lawyer, right? But I am just one of many people who are known. And usually, if you're unknown, you don't deserve certain type of attention from these people who think that they have power. Right? They don't know that they can be in for a surprise they never expected. And this was one of the times. He decided, no, she's not granting my motion to compel this dude to come to the deposition. So, I was a wise guy. I did not argue with the judge. I went home and I wrote her a letter and come back and serve her the letter. And register it into the. And oh, she was so angry. She was so angry at what I wrote and what, and the position I took. She, like, I don't know if that maybe killed her. I don't know. You know, I mean, but a lot of people take shots at me that they never live too long after that. It's for real. It is for real. I don't do them anything because I don't, you know, I'm not a violent person, but I am a sacred person. If that is something to be afraid of, well, be afraid of it because I am altogether 100%. So I have never, you know, struck anybody. Gratuitously. Struck them as my gift to them. No, I've never done that. I am 100% honest, peaceful, and I am not violent. Right? There is situation that surpasses violence, and I think situation is best applied because there are a lot to be desired to be like that. Yes, I'll take a fist in my jawbone. And even if I drop on the ground too. But let's hope that you will live to pay for that. an eye, not with anything that I am going to, like any objects that I'm going to come with, no. But, well, you have a Lord here where you live under, right? That Lord that you live under will take care of you. You don't want to deal with that, because anyhow you're proven wrong in what you do, then you're going to pay a penalty. And when I am over it, you are just under it, right? So I'm telling you that this judge read my letter where I was forthright and saying things pretty much like you hear me talk about sodomite white people and stuff like that. I say it because I have a right to do it. They don't have a right to put themselves in this position where I do it to them, because if they were where they belong, I would never king or saying such things at all. They wouldn't be in my mind. Okay? But the fact that they come here with their sodomite self and decide that they're taking over where we live, you know, I mean, simply because we come here and make something of America. Right? We make something of America. And they could make something of America long before we were born as a human race. They could do that. They didn't choose to do that. And so it's everywhere we settle down in the Western Hemisphere. These white people come and say it's theirs. You think about that. Now, who can walk up to a white person's house in our territory? Now, we could seize that house and say it's ours. Kingship government could do that. But it's simply because nobody has risen now to our own occasion in history. We don't see anybody doing that. To run government, you have to be equipped to run government. Right? People are not running a government, especially for black people. That's not what they pretend to do. They're running a government for themselves on our territory, and it's their land. And I'm saying they did not do that over 2 million years. Not one place had they gone out and raised up a settlement for themselves. No. And their population has not grown. They fuck a lot of ass and breed up and have a lot of gay children, two men holding each other, in intimate embrace, you know, and walking along, you know, communicating with each other, you know, like sympathetically, I mean, like a man and a woman would do. That's what they're doing. That's what they're bringing on us, to lose the distinction between being a man and a woman. That's what these faggots is bringing down in our territory. They don't want to go back home where they come from, because everywhere we live becomes theirs. Today, when I play the audio, I realize, oh my gosh, this time band is running. Wow, I said they did it again. They did it again. All right. So let's see what happened today. Look, what is wrong cannot be right. Sorry, no, there's no law for that. They can't make a law for that. And that's where I stand. And the more I read and read about what they have done over the past 300 to 400 years in America, after they have done so many evil stuff before, it makes me all the more committed to the message. They must leave. They must leave, because we don't belong to sodomites. We belong to the gods that created us. And that is a fact. And if you think that you can beat it, go ahead and try beat it. I'm telling you to get out of our territory. Okay? This nothing more than that. I will fly away holding that position. You're all sodomites. You are not in our civility. Get out. Don't talk about we are your civilization. Get out. I don't foresee another position. White people and dogs are companion. You're not companion with black people. Okay, I'm not afraid to say that because it's true. I'm ready to reload every single thing that is in fact everywhere. And especially in the certified documents that shows white people are not civilized. This world history textbook that I have in front of me says that. You come from hominid. It don't come from Homo sapiens. And your enhancement come from Homo sapiens. Enhancement. You see, that caused you to be making all of the problems that you're making in the world and say you want to rule the world. Now, a hand is swift. Right? And moving. But slowly, you're going to realize it, that you need to go back where you come from because, hey, there's nothing here for you to thank you or praise you for. Go back to where you learn your culture to appreciate sex in the asshole. I ridicule that? Yes, I do. And you give me the cause to, because if you just stay where you were and go out, where there is vacancy out into the planet, go set up yourself out there. But you come everywhere we are and say we don't have any place. Well, what are we supposed to do? Forced to learn the truth. I am forced to learn the truth. And that's how I find out, right? What you're expecting to do? I'm telling you, the intangible force. Get out. White people and black people are not companions. You see, and all them churches, all of them will go down. This Jesus stuff and thing like that. I'm not joking. If they want to, like, turn off what they don't want to hear, go back to Europe and go do your thing over there. You won't have anybody here to talk where you don't want to hear. Don't come here and think that you so belong here so that black people can't talk where you don't want to hear. Go back where you come from, and you will hear where you want to hear. You know, white people, I mean, is nothing more than brute beast. Okay? And you feel like because you have your military where you steal and all the powers, all the wealth you have to build up all kind of power. I mean, no, you don't have to talk to us like we are anybody, but I tell you something. The tornado is good for all of you. That's right. And, you know, it's not the case where you just take off the roof and just leave everything and you leave there to move on again. No, I'm talking about the one that totally puts you to sleep. Yes, those are the tornadoes, and they have done it. So right now, see tornadoes out there and doing things and leaving a lot of people. It's surprising. Surprising, like the other day, they were surprised that there were not so, more deaths. And when you look at the damage that is done, you know, you have to say it must be a miracle. You know what? It's a sign. It's a sign to both sodomite people and black people who fall under sodomite church. It's a sign that God's telling you, say, hey, you know, you better know that the Bible where you have about God and stuff like that is not it. Because your God of the Bible could not be doing these things to you. That promised you to take care of you of everything in the morning and in the night. Right? Your God in the Bible not taking care of you. Because they have control over everything here. They, the Elohim God. They have control. And like I hear one of the commentators on the news about the weather said, you know, like you cannot do so and so and so because, you know, Mother Nature, like, don't play, right? Because when the tough get going, going get rough. Tornadoes and a whole bunch of other things out there that the gods have available. And now, since it reaches a stage where you sodomites think that it's no big deal, well, you'll find out. If you do, you know, if you live to find out, I'm telling you, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Go back, because black people never go out anywhere and harass white people. Why you think you must do it to black people? And it is proof that white people did not leave their homeland overwhelming wealth and high level civility. Right? You don't have none of those things. And you just think, all right, you're gonna come after us because you think we are meek and humble, and you know, we're not gonna, like, you know, put up certain resistance. So you can do anything you want to do. That's not the way it works. It doesn't work like that. And anytime the gods really begin to show you that, look, I am serious, then you will find out that I wasn't making a joke. But I'm telling you, way up ahead of time, don't fool yourself and talk about America is your country. Because there is something serious about that. There's a jealousy about that. And you're going to get, terminated, extinct by the gods for that. We are here. We don't try to extinct you. We don't even try to lick your back when you are doing all these evil stuff to us. But I'm telling you, you should know by now how vicious the winds are, okay? And an intent to get rid of white people out of our territory is not something that you should take lightly, because it's not us that is on your territory. You are on our territory and fooling your idiot honest self that there's nothing wrong with it. You don't know what's wrong. Fucking ass is wrong to civilized people. It's all right to you, sodomites. Go back to where you come from. So I say, Europeans said they came to America, sodomite, theft, and murderer of blacks. All right? Yes. That is what it said. And it is true. It is true. I used to treat the Bible as the book of truth. Now I treat history as truth, historical record. A thief who steals from people, break in, do all kinds of stuff, they feel all right when they do it. Because guess what? They are locked into stealing. You know, but what happened? A lot of them don't get away with it. You know, a lot of them did not return home because, you know, their victim got the best of them. You know? White people behaving like they are not criminals because they come here and they have a constitution and they have a government and stuff like that. This is a phenomenon. What is going on is a phenomenon. Never have I ever imagined something like this, where white people can leave their own territory and come out and go all the way around. You know, first they do it to the king in Rome, go to Australia, New Zealand, go into Egypt. Imagine that. And what they are writing about black people now, because they feel like they are safe now. Nobody can face them because they have weapons and stuff like that. Look, I can tell you all, I can tell you all, whosoever of you is hearing, there's a time for everything. All right. And just think about that. You have had your time, and not, you could have like trillion times the more weapons you have. This planet that you're on, don't work off of that. Okay? Don't work off of that. If you want to run military and go do things, go back to Europe with it. And I am telling you that. Because the civilized account don't include you guys. And it means that you are up against the wall. You see? And when the head, when the powers that be is ready to really clean up stuff, then you can go argue with it. That's not what the energy tells me about existence. And you all who think that, you know, fucking ass and come and think that it's all okay to tell black people you want to fuck them, like Genesis 19, you're telling Lot, we don't want your daughters. Okay? We don't want your daughters. We want these two guys will come to you. No, they know it is his visitors. And they know these are not honest fucking men. They knew that. But them are sodomite. And as a sodomite brain works. Okay? So think about what is written in your Bible. Telling us about you, sodomite, the way you are. Imagine you want to fuck black people who are not sodomite. That's not their thing. And because you are uncivilized, you can't see you dealing with a civilized person. But I found out something. That over the past, the reason why we are in this situation is because over 12,000 years ago, you all mingle with some of the African people. And you find out African people is not going to be a good mate to Hunu. And therefore, you want to rule yourselves. And that's all you have been after. It's a way to rule yourself, and you can't do it unless you do it by criminality. And that's why you are called Romans. And all the amount of stuff out there that Black Mind prosecuting wrongdoing by white people, and they don't pursue it, they make you keep on ruling. Right? Well, the truth come out now. The truth comes out now. Okay? The truth comes out. And you make a good thing turn bad on you. Because now you feel like you have everything and everything all right. And then something begin to fall out of the sky, you know, for you. And you will think that I'm making a joke. I'm not joking. Sure, I'm not joking. When I was in church, I didn't know anything else. Just go on and feel all right. That's, you know, there's no other existence but the church. And someday I'd go to heaven, you know, when Christ returned and all that. So I'm telling you this. Anatomy of the brain. Overview. Right? The brain is an amazing 3-pound organ that controls all functions of the body. Does it include yours? All civilized people. Okay? Otherwise, you would have to say, for the sodomite people, it is their brain telling them to do that. Out of them brain, I tell them to do that. They are born a flawed creature. We people are taken from, by taken genetically from Homo sapiens. And from the gods that mingle those two different bloods. and create the hybrid primitive work. That's the way it is. We don't have anything as ordinance, any kind of declaration that turn us out to intermingle with lower beasts or with semi-humans. Because the bad thing that makes us hybrid, that's not a joke thing. That's the royal blood of the gods of heaven. And they are not like a little scientists on earth. That's not who they are. To give us everything we have as civilized creatures, to mingle with white people, you know, who are seeing, you know, whatever brain they have is not civilized brains like ours. When they look and their perception, you know, the difference between civilized perception and sodomite perception. A man look at another man like he's a woman and he sees sexual value in the man. And what the man have? No vagina, right? No pom-pom. And you can't call his honest pom-pom. Never will. And they are seeing sexuality in that. A name, I forget the name now. I that when you are sexually attracted to women and men, and maybe animals. Nice looking man I saw. I think it has to do with what? I think it is the Jehovah's Witness. He used to be. He no longer Jehovah's Witness. But it was argument about what the priests they are doing to people in the church and stuff like that. And I think this guy, too, was also abusing the church. Now, he's married. And he says, he tell his wife, you know, how he feels. So this guy have messed up blood. You know what I mean? He has messed up blood where he's, you know, going after women and going after men. This distinction is not there. And now you're going to blame him? I cannot blame what an individual is perceiving. I can't. I can only do something to my perception. You see, and if my perception is telling me something that I disdain or stuff like that, and it's for me to say, no, I don't want a part of that. I don't want a part of that. You know, I'm not going to do that. Right? So the thing is, these guys are not coming from a bloodline where they have the distinction, you know, of being affected by the charm of the opposite sex. They don't have that. So their endocrine glands that are secreting energy, it doesn't give them energy like the civilized people. They do not. So when you see they're killing black people, lynch you and tie you up in a tree and make a fun of it and stuff like that, they don't belong among us. Look at how they kill their mates. You know, and obviously, you know, really, it seems like something is really overwhelming about this, because I am never seeing a gay man killing another gay man like I see gay man kill them woman. It seems to me that it is easier for a man to kill, a gay man to kill his woman. You see? But intrinsically, you can see the bent. Man-to-man love, sex love, seem to like stronger than man and woman now. Because guess what? Even in the Bible, it tells you that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So the two-man love where you see strong, a reprobate love, that a love that they call about is a love that they come in with back in the 80s or the 90s. Agape love. Agape love. And I'm believing in a church. And we did think that, oh, you know, they come up with another word for like the Holy Ghost or something like that. All right. So now let's think about the intellect that we have. The intellect that we have and the brain. So it's the reason why the education, when you don't have the education and you're relegated as a black man in a white society, pressure is on you to look up to white people. And I remember a black man one time, I go to a church and some white woman fell in love with him. And he's like, oh, he got so lightheaded. He said, you know, I didn't know that, you know, like a white woman could fall in me. And he doesn't understand. It's a sodomite product. That's what happened. When your brain is not working, your brain is not working, right? That we come down now to a place where these white people who are so scornful and not belonging to our frequency, all year now we are underneath them, glad when they favor us. When they favor us. What is irate about it? It's all right. You know what I mean? Like, it's good exchange. You know, a white chick or, a black dude, you know. The woman wants a black dude and vice versa. And not so. It's simply because they have lowered our perception of reality. Like the Bible. We take the Bible as a word of God and stuff like that. That's a big, 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 big problem. I tell you, something that we are to know, right? And it is this. Began as a movement in Jerusalem. It became a philosophy in Greece, an institution in Rome, a culture in Europe, and when it came to America, it became a business, highly profitable business. Come on now, let's go on now. Let's go on with the enlightenment about the brain is an amazing 3-pound organ that controls all functions of the body. You know, when I read that the other day, it makes me think in more detail about this. You see, it is the brain that is telling us things. So when we don't listen, that's why we become idiots. You see, when you overrule the brain, when your brain tells you something is true, and you are denying it, you're destroying yourself, you know, because what do you think the brain is going to do? Tell you again? The brain may tell you until you don't hear the brain not tell you anymore. You just go ahead and do it. You see? And there you're gone, you know what I mean? Your life is ruined. Interprets information. That's what the brain does. And you're going to find out how it does it too. It interprets information from the outside world. We're going to tell you how. Embodies the essence of the mind and soul, intelligence, creative emotion, you hear? And memory are a few of the many things governed by the brain. Now, when you hear that, what do you think?
But,
you know, there's somewhere that tells us the eyes receive from the information from the outside, from the outer world, and send it into your brain, and your brain interprets and know exactly and guide you in what to do. You pick up the information,
what your brain translates and fix and tell you the right from wrong.
The brain tell you that. The brain is doing all of these things. See? And we would think that, well, you know, the way we behave is like we are telling the brain what it should think instead of the brain tell us what we are to think. So it goes on. This is serious stuff. This is critical stuff. Right? And the Sodomite white people, they don't care about what I'm reading here. They don't have any interest in it. So if you fool, it's your fault because you have a brain in your head that is trying to teach you stuff. Protected within the skull. Right? The brain protected within the skull. The brain is composed of the cerebrum, C-E-R-E-B-R-U-M. So it is protected by, you know, your skull. The bone skull, well protected. You see? You have to give your brain, your head a serious whacking in order to hurt your brain. Yes? And then, so the cerebrum is one section of your brain. The cerebellum is the next portion of your brain. And brain stem. See? So the two biggest parts of your brain is the cerebrum and the cerebellum. And then the brain stem. So, you know, the brain stem is, you know, a smaller portion down through the spinal cord. Just think about it. When people are shaking their head, turn their head, you got to understand that your neck is a conduit that takes all of the information that is in the brain. And, you know, distributed to all parts of your body, you know, and the blood is running through those veins, you know, through all of these particles of your brain to make life work. It's an awesome phenomenon. So it goes on to say, the brain receives information through our five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing. Often many at one time. It assembles. It assembles the messages in a way that has meaning for us and can store that information in our memory. Imagine what the brain is doing. The brain controls our thoughts, memory, and speech. Movement of the arms and legs and the function of many organs within our body. The central nervous system is composed of the brain and spinal cord. The peripheral nervous system is composed of spinal nerve branch from the spinal cord and cranial nerves that branch from the brain. Our civilized hybrid brain, our brain is composed of the cerebrum and the cerebellum and brain stem, figure one. But the uncivilized Puritan sodomy Indo-Europeans have published their outlaw crimes against the Anu kingship government over civilized hybrid people on Earth. They express the crimes in the following. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity, failing that it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Now, my friends, that says it all about the white people who we have here think they are our bodies. Get the knowledge and get your life well established. Thank you for tuning into the program, and so far so good. I don't know whether or not they allowed come out, but they do what they want, and you know, there is a time come when they won't be able to do it. All right, they are not civilized. I don't expect them to learn any much more than what they are doing. So peace be unto you, and I wish that you keep blessed. Stay away from, you know, the type of evil that is running around in the world. Live the best life that you can and make your life enjoyable.